Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, we continue to be frustrated that we can't find out who opened up for Foreigner here in St. Louis.
I found more.
Oh, you did? But you did say that Joan Jett was the one.
For
she opened up for the Police on the Synchronicity Tour, right?
Correct.
Yes, and we were all at that.
Yeah, and then it turned into, it was 1984 we saw Foreigner. And
that's what we're convinced. We're convinced of that at
yes,
this point? Okay.
It's either, well, Loverboy was on part of the tour with them, and I did see Loverboy,
I
but
too.
I thought that was a separate concert,
yeah,
wasn't
me too.
It? This says G-I-U-F-F-R-I-A was the opening band.
No idea what that is.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is at
all. I'm looking at it.
But, you know, the internet is full of so many different things, and usually you just have to kind of, and this is what I did. I just plugged in Foreigner 4 Tour, Checkerdome, or the Arena St. Louis, and they take me back to 1981. And
it's too far.
Yeah, right.
That's
so
Michael Stanley.
I'm confused. Yeah, and that was, I don't think I went to that one because I wasn't going to concerts regularly in 1981, but by 1982 and 83, I certainly was. We have Senator Schmidt, who is on the floor of the United States Senate right now, so he's going to jump on here with us in just a couple of minutes. This is really stunning when you think about it. This is an ad that's been put out, and it's really, really slick. I don't know who produced it, by Democrat lawmakers, essentially telling people to, if you're in the military or ICE or the CIA, and if you get orders from your superior, just ignore them.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you. We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
You can recognize some of the typical voices in there,
geez.
Like Chris Murphy and AOC, and they're basically advocating for people in the military, the CIA, just to do un-American things, I guess, right? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, like there's no law.
Senator Eric Schmidt is with us this afternoon. Had you heard that slickly produced little spot there from your friends on the other side of the aisle?
I saw it on the plane ride from St. Louis to Washington a couple hours ago, and I posted about it that it sounded a little bit insurrection-y.
Yeah.
Sounded a little bit, surprised anymore. It's just, at the end of the day, Mark, what this is about is they still are so upset that Trump won, and they're actually asking now for the military and the intelligence community to intervene. And what we saw over the last almost 10 years was the intelligence community did intervene. They created this fake Russia hoax. The FBI suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story. I mean, this story goes on and on and on. And here you go. You've got elected leaders now calling on these folks, the deep state, as it were, I guess, to get more involved. It's really shameful.
Yeah, but it's not like anyone in the government tracked the phones of United States senators or anything like that, right? I mean, that didn't happen. Oh, my gosh. So give us the latest here on Arctic Frost. And I know that you're calling in particular for one judge to step down.
So I know that the listeners can, it's a very educated audience you have, but sometimes this stuff can get a little bit confusing. What Arctic Frost is, it was the investigation that Jack Smith opened up 3 days after President Trump announced he was running for president in 2022. He went back and subpoenaed phone records, any communications of senators, organizations, hundreds of people in this dragnet, the Soviet-style dragnet, I guess, to criminally prosecute anybody who had an adverse opinion to Joe Biden under the auspices of January 6th. And it was widespread. We've never seen anything like this before. What Judge Boasberg's role, which he's kind of famous from the FISA court, he's famous from some of his ridiculous cases he got and ruled on early on, illegal immigration cases. His role was he was a judge that Jack Smith went to when he got these subpoenas, and Boasberg has attached to the subpoenas to the phone company saying, you can't tell senators that they're being subpoenaed, even though a federal law requires that. You can't tell them because I am finding that they will destroy evidence, right? No hearing on it, that he just decided that these senators, and I wasn't one of them, I was chairman of Republican AG Association at the time, which also was subpoenaed, by the way, but that is just outrageous. So Boasberg, not only did he get these cases when he wasn't, we need to find out how he got some of these cases early on. Not only did before President Trump was sworn in, say that, essentially alluding to the fact he was going to thwart the president's agenda, which violates a number of, provisions of the judicial code of conduct. But now here you go with an totally unsubstantiated finding that senators would destroy evidence if the phone companies told them that their phones were being surveilled. So this guy is the definition of a rogue judge. And so what I led a letter on just the other day was to go to the D.C. Circuit and say, this guy needs to be suspended. He shouldn't be hearing any cases while the impeachment, which is hopefully going to start in the House, of Judge Boasberg begins.
Yeah, because the articles of impeachment have already been filed, right? So what you're saying is during this process, he should not be able to be on the bench.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And I think taking this stuff on, I think people are ready for some action here. And I don't throw that out lightly. I've never called for the impeachment of a judge before. But I think that when you have someone that's gone this rogue, who really isn't interested in being a judge, but more of a political player wearing a blue jersey, he's sort of thrown off the black robe a long time ago.
Absolutely. Senator Eric Schmidt with us this afternoon. Let's talk about the shutdown and the waste of time that was, because it really is unbelievable. And, with the help of the legacy media, I guess some of the polling was showing that you guys were getting blamed for this, but it was clearly the fault of one side. And in the end, they don't get anything in return whatsoever.
Yeah, they got nothing out of it. They tried to get some, first their formal offer was to undo all the tax cuts for the American people, all the reforms where able-bodied adults actually had to work or volunteer 80 hours a month, all that stuff that we did that was good for the American people, they wanted that unwound. And then they kind of settled on this healthcare issue, which was a permanent inclusion of the subsidy for people making over 400% of the federal poverty level that didn't even go to individuals. It made insurance companies super rich. If anything, Mark, though, it has exposed that even Democrats are admitting now that Obamacare has been a failure for working families. Costs have gone up astronomically. Premiums are up 80-90%, and the profits of insurance companies and their stock prices are up over 1,000% in that same period of time. So it's been a disaster for people, but they didn't get anything out of it. And I was on your show. We talked about this. You can't hold you can't hold government funding hostage for other policy objectives. That kind of has to remain in its own lane. And you can argue about priorities in a budget process, but not when you have this kind of shutdown in politics. So what we're doing is we're moving on to appropriations bills, which is what John Thune said we were going to do all along. Chuck Schumer never did it. So instead of getting to these end of the fiscal year with no appropriations bills, we're actually doing that. In fact, we're going to be doing that again this week now that we're back. So that's the way this thing should run, as opposed to these omnibus bills in the middle of the night. The Democrats, you know, played this game and they blinked and they got nothing. And the American people suffered. Flights were delayed. People didn't get paid for three paychecks. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. Now, how do you think that the Obamacare subsidies in particular will be handled moving forward through the end of the year? Where are you on that?
Well, I can't. You have to have reform. I mean, you can't have, you know, tens of billions of dollars essentially being pocketed by the insurance companies, because up to 40% of these, Mark, they were never utilized, meaning the brokers were making commissions on it. The insurance companies got the tens of billions of subsidies and people weren't using it, whether or not they even knew they were signed up or not. So there has to be real reform here. And again, this was a subsidy, a COVID era temporary subsidy, that the Democrats set to expire at the end of this year. So when they enacted Obamacare, Mark, they didn't want any Republican input. If you remember, they did it by reconciliation, right? Because Massachusetts sent Scott Brown to not have 60 votes in the Senate. Remember
that?
So they did it with 51 votes. So then they do this temporary subsidy in one of the Biden Inflation Reduction Act legislation without any Republican votes. So they never consulted Republicans on any kind of reform. And so I think if we're going to move forward on anything, there has to be a lot of reform infused here. So it's not going to look like what it looked like before. If we can come to any resolution on it at all, I don't know. But I'm more than willing to have the debate on healthcare because Obamacare has been a disaster for people.
I want you to talk about Antifa and what happened with that being designated a terror organization, because you played a role in that, didn't you?
Yeah. So, you know, I had a hearing. I think it came on your show, talked about we had a hearing on political violence in this country. I said, don't give me this both sides BS. You've seen a rise on the left with political violence. 25% of people who describe themselves as very liberal believe that political violence is justified, compared to 3% on the very conservative side. 3% too many, but it's not the same thing. So there's something happening on the left, and Antifa is the tip of the spear. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes. If network's busy, taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, it's just an anarchist movement. It's not a thing. It's not an organization. That's nonsense. And so when we wrote our letter to the State Department, we said, this is an international terrorist organization. They should be designated as a foreign terrorist organization, because look at all this stuff. Look at the international web of safe houses. Look at how they coordinate funding. And so we made the case to the State Department. Our team worked with them. Secretary of State Rubio and his team were very open to this concept. And so last week, they designated 4 European Antifa organizations as foreign terrorist organizations. You can freeze bank accounts, but those investigations can go from there, and that'll have an impact in the United States, because there's United States Antifa organizations that work with them as well. So if we're serious about left-wing political violence, if we're serious about political violence at all, you actually have to get to the people who are doing it, the organizations that are dropping off bricks at night, that have the safe houses, that are funding the attacks on our law enforcement officers and our ICE agents. So this is a very, very important step.
Was election day a couple of weeks ago on Tuesday that went, you know, for these Democrats in deep blue states, a message sent to Republicans and President Trump or not?
I just don't think you, and I said it before, so I'm trying to be consistent. I just don't think you take much from a, it's not even a midterm. It's a 1 year out and a couple of states that are blue states. I think the one thing you could take from it was just how radical the candidates the Democrats elected were. I mean, on one hand, you have the communist in New York, Mandami.
Yeah.
Right? Who's the commie Mandami. And then you had the guy, the AG in Virginia, who fantasized
Jones,
about
yeah.
murdering his political opponents and murdering kids. Like, that's who they elected. So I think what it tells you is that the Democrat Party has been captured by the left here. The Democrats that, you know, the Truman Democrats that existed, and maybe even some that I served with in the Missouri Senate 10, 15 years ago, they're not in elected office anymore. They've been pushed out. And so now you're left with these really radical individuals that are going to be the standard bearers for the party. So it probably is good politics for Republicans to be able to point to a guy like Mandami, but it's terrible for New York. I mean, I do feel bad for, you know, one of the great American cities is now going to see what it's like to have a heavy dose of communism shoved down their throat.
Well, I know it's been a very stressful period. You've been in D.C. quite a bit, and you came back home a little bit last week, but I hope you get some time to detox with the family during Thanksgiving and have a little fun before going back to work before Christmas, because the House members got to be back in the district. Not that they weren't working. Of course they were, right? But you guys were stuck in Washington a little bit more, weren't you?
Yes, we were. We were there weekends and... but look, that's, you sign up to do this job, but I'll be, you know, hoping Mizzou can pull off the upset against Oklahoma, this weekend and seeing what the Cardinals have brewing up for, revitalizing this organization.
Yeah, good luck with the latter part of that. We'll see what happens. I'm on the Mizzou train. Thank you, Senator. We'll talk soon. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, Mark.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.